Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Isn't it great to live in San Diego compared to, like, Cleveland? Even though I will give Cleveland props, they did get LeBron James back in their city. Good for them. Ladies and gentlemen, with us in studio, our very own Tommy Lee. Oh, my gosh. I was just waiting to do that to you. Tony Lee and Jimmy Lee hanging out here with David Lee. Bobby Lee's not with us today, so it's just us three Lee brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Talking about plan, prepare, and prosper. First of all, welcome back to the show. You guys were just here Monday, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So you got a big event taking place tomorrow, and we want people to get in gear and get ready for the event. Plan, prepare, and prosper. Best put, Tony Lee, is what?
It's saying that for years I said, I'm just going to be spirit-led. I'm just going to be spirit-led, and that led to a lot of excuses of not having a plan. And God blesses plans. He just does. It's our prayer requests, everything. So plan, prepare, prosper means let's have a plan to prepare, to do something that God can bless and that we can live life and life abundantly, and that's the prosper part. So we're going to be talking about health, finances, starting a new business, and life coaching.
Okay, so now I want to make a clarification because some people, I can already feel their wheels burning in the back of my head. They're like, well, are you saying not to be led by the Spirit? And that's not what you're saying at all, is it?
No.
You're saying it's just to operate with a plan, with a purpose, with an intent, and to let the Holy Spirit lead and guide you. I mean, it's not an absence of that in any capacity.
Yes. So every day we say, Lord, lead us by your Spirit. Definitely. But then it can become an excuse for not being committed to anything.
That's
the problem.
And that's a great statement, because if you think about the ministry of Jesus Christ and how he came, and you'd think if you read the Gospels and you don't understand that there is a plan here, there is a travel route, there is a purpose, and then there's an ultimate end game.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And it's Jesus was being led day by day, but with a vision and a mission in mind. So
yes.
That's really the most important part to understand, is that when we're talking about plan, prepare, and prosper, we're talking about an end game in mind and letting the Lord lead and guide us as we go towards that end game that he's established.
The Gospel of Mark, immediately is always in there, and immediately he goes, and immediately he's on a mission, and he's got a plan, and you find that throughout all the Gospel of Mark, that he is immediately going. There's a purpose here. He's not just casually going wherever.
It's not waking up and going,
what am I going to do today?
It's not like Survivor on an island, right? I mean, that's not
right.
That's not what it's doing. All right, so Jim Hansen's with us as well from Thrivent Financial. So, Jim, when you talk to people, do you find that they come to this realization because of years, because of their age and maturity, or is it more sometimes because the Lord leads them to, okay, ding, 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 time to wake up the bell?
Well, I think it can be both.
Okay.
I think the Lord can lead them. I think what we want to do when people come is take away the fear.
Okay.
Because fear of the unknown. I mean, why don't I do a budget? Well, I'm afraid of what I might find out.
You know? Right.
Why don't I go to the doctor? Because I'm afraid of what I might find out. But, you know, it's usually a good thing if you're not feeling well to go to the doctor. And and so, you know, if you don't have a budget, if you don't have a plan, and people are afraid of what it might be, but what we find out is when we sit down with people and we help them just write things down, when we help them just look at their finances, that they then realize they have some control, that they can put together a plan.
Right. So they can put something together.
They can actually put something together. Up until this point, they even haven't thought about the possibility of it, or they're afraid of what they might find out. But it's the unknown that's always more afraid than the known.
Right. And what you just said there about putting together a budget and a plan. So I know there's some people, they live, it's like the paycheck comes in, we pay this bill, we pay this bill, we pay this bill. We have no idea where anything's going, but just pay. And you have no notion as to what's taking place or what's going on. And so you're really kind of shooting in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have no idea how to anticipate. And in that realm, I think, and I want to say it carefully, that can be bad stewardship.
I was thinking about the talents and the gifts that God has given us, and absolutely. I mean, and Jim, I loved what you said about being fearful of going to the doctor. I did ICU nursing for years and years. And if those people, those patients would have just gotten to the doctor a little bit sooner, they don't realize how much more effective the medication is and the plan and the treatment. And so I love what he's saying. And we're addressing that too tomorrow, health. And I think a big part of it is it's that darkness. It's like roaches run around in the darkness, you know, but if when you shine the light on then the fear flees, the roaches flee. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to say, don't be afraid to answer the phone or go to the mailbox because of maybe a bad check in the mail, or really address this. And God says frequently, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And it's not because God hasn't given us the ability to have knowledge, or he hasn't given us the counselors and the people around us to build us up to have knowledge, just because of fear. And that's opposite of God's will for us.
Yeah, now that was a great statement you made. You guys are, boy, you're on fire today, the two of you. So the idea of going to the mailbox is, the way to put that is, if you're a person that goes to the mailbox and before you open it or put that key in, you do this.
Oh boy. Right.
There's a greater anxiety because you are unaware as to what is or isn't going to happen. So you're already, it's kind of an illustration, you're operating in the dark.
Yes.
You're operating in this vacuum of not knowing when you don't have to function in that. Now, this is not a get-rich-quick scheme, so I want to make sure we change that mindset as well.
It isn't. I mean, in using the fear analogy again, it isn't just going to the mailbox. I mean, studies have shown people don't put money into their 401k because there's so many choices, they're afraid of picking the wrong one, so they don't do anything.
So they do nothing.
They do nothing.
Of any
and they've talked about trying to simplify options to 401ks or whatever, because people get afraid they're going to make a mistake, so they don't do anything, which is a mistake. That doesn't do any better. So to have that vision, to have a plan, to be able to understand what your options are, to be able to go to somebody, ask those questions, have someone talk to you about, here's what your options are, and get the confusion out of the way and kind of clear up the muddiness that you may have, you know, is helpful.
And I want to make sure that we include everybody, because I know there's some people that are like, 401k, man, I can't even get money in my savings account. But shouldn't that person be the very person that's coming to plan, prepare, and prosper, because they're not even in the early stage process?
Right, and it's for everybody at every point. I mean, you're not going to get to the 401k point if you stay stuck where you're not even doing the general budgeting. You're not going to be able to find money if it's there to be able to put into the 401k. When I meet with couples, it's interesting, and I have them do a budget, and they do it, and then when I meet with them again, I say, okay, according to this, you have this much money extra. And they just kind of look at each other and go, what are you doing with it? You know, and then, oh, we eat out four or five times a week, or we do this, or we, you know, we go to Starbucks every morning, and you know, they start realizing where they spend money that isn't necessarily money they have to spend. They just kind of waste it away, and it's like, oh, I could be saving.
You could be there. They could be doing different. They don't even realize that. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to break and then come back in the next segment. Let me just make sure everybody knows what's going on. Plan, Prepare, and Prosper is taking place tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So I mean, I don't want anybody to miss this.
Yes.
Okay, when is this? Tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And it's tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., which means get there about 8:30 and get some coffee and get some donuts or bagels or whatever. Bagels are better, but that's all right. So you go there, and then it's going to be at Escondido Lexus Center, which is a very nice place, at 1205 Auto Parkway in Escondido, California. The website, now listen, yes, I know you're driving, but listen, it's not hard to figure this out. PlanPrepareProsper.com. See, that's the website. And if you are a numbers person, then 800-992-0369 is the phone number. We're going to take a short break. Tony Lee, Jimmy Lee, Robo Lee, and David Lee is going to be back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Now there's Rapid, a cool new MTS service that takes you from Escondido to downtown and back all day, every day. Visit rapidmts.com for more information. Rapid is one sweet ride. Check it out at rapidmts.com.
Here's today's market update with KPRZ financial editor, certified financial planner Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Good afternoon, friends. Here's today's Wall Street Report. U.S. stock market shook off the morning blues and picked up steam in the late afternoon trading with the main benchmarks a little bit higher. The Dow was up 28 points today, 16,943 on the blue chips. The NASDAQ composite about 19 points higher at 4415 on the high-tech index. And the S&P up almost 3 points at 1967 today. All three of the major indexes a little bit higher on this Friday. I want to remind you, friends, if you don't have your own long-term retirement income plan in place, that's exactly the kind of work I do for my clients. Each and every day right here in our Mission Valley offices, we help you to put together all of the pieces of your retirement puzzles, the IRAs, the 401ks, pension plans, and of course, those very important Social Security decisions. Call me for your free consultation with me. The office number is 800-727-PLAN. That's the news for the day. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free consultation, 800-727-PLAN, 800-727-7526.
My name is Frank St. John, and I am a resident at Genesis Recovery. The morning of August 12, 2013, I got on my knees and asked God to help. 3 hours later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, broken, ready to surrender my life to God. Genesis Recovery offered a chance to put discipline back into my life, to set aside my selfish ways, to release me from the bondage of the drugs and alcohol addiction that I have been in for the last 20 years of my life. By the grace of God, I am able to see my children today. I am able to share my testimony with them.
Genesis Recovery is here to serve those who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol. If you or a loved one is struggling with addiction, you need to make this call. It could save their life. Call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319. That's 619-797-7319. Or go to genesisrecoverysandiego.com.
Hi, this is Sue Freeze from Ecola Termite and Pest Control. People know me as the Termite Lady. I'm giving away a free pest control service to a pastor here in the Southland. Maybe your pastor. Just log on to termitelady.com and enter your pastor to win. There's no gimmick, nothing to buy. It's just my way of giving back to a pastor who gives so much to so many. So log on to termitelady.com and submit your pastor's name. We'll announce the winner July 17th. A free pest control service for a pastor here in the Southland. A nice gift from you, and my honor to provide it, because our pest control uses family-friendly, pet-friendly methods to keep the bugs out. Log on to termitelady.com, and for your own pest control, call us at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Call 877-332-BUGS.
Terms and conditions posted at termitelady.com.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Lee Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're hanging out right here with Tony Lee. I'm hanging out with Jimmy Lee. I'm hanging out with Robo Lee. This is David Lee. You got to be having fun. We're talking about Plan, Prepare, and Prosper, which is tomorrow. I don't want you to miss this. Ready? Tomorrow, July 12th, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., so about 8:30-ish, you get there, coffee, some knishes, some donuts, probably not.
Corner bakery, muffins, and pastries.
Ooh, wow. Yeah. Wow. At the Escondido Lexus Center at 1205 Auto Parkway, Escondido, California. Website you want to go to is planprepareprosper.com. The phone number 800-992-0369. Now, Jim, I know you caught me doing that intro. I think that got by Tony Lee. Do you think? Because I said the David Lee Spoon Experience.
Yeah, I love it.
Come on, that's original. That's different. Plan, Prepare, and Prosper is not a get-rich-quick, get-together, let's all make money, hoo-hoo, rah-rah, money. It's about looking at your life and setting up a plan that you can follow that you feel is the, and I'm going to assume it's a plan that you believe you devise between the multitude of counsel for wisdom and from the leading of the Lord,
it's
right?
To be a good steward.
Yeah, to be a,
to
good,
be a good steward of what God has given you.
And instead of just like spending it like crazy and frivolously and, you know, like.
That would not be a good steward.
That would not be a
good
steward.
That would be a not good steward if you spend it without any thinking or.
Yeah, so the Lord goes, here's 2 talents, what'd you get? And you go, I got a Starbucks. I don't think that's going to fly. I don't know. I could be wrong, but I don't know if that's going to work. And then it's prepare and prosper. And I want to talk about a little bit about the prepare part. Because there's a planning part, there's a preparing part, and there's a prospering part. And if you can take a minute, Tony Lee, just to kind of differentiate between the plan, the prayer, prepare, and prosper. I know I'm going to want to come back to prepare, but just kind of define. Planning is establishing a plan.
Mm-hmm,
what
clearly.
Is preparing then?
Preparing is gathering that information to have a plan, and then preparing is actually saying, okay, I'm going to follow through with this and watch how the Lord is going to intervene as he's preparing me for what I have planned to do. And that's the prosper part. And we are discussing finances, yes, but we're also discussing health tomorrow. Bobby's going to talk about how to start a business, how to do online marketing, you know, all these things that we are fearful about starting. So like we said Monday, it's easier to keep growing outward instead of going forward. Well, until we go forward with a plan and then prepare every day in our hearts to continue with that plan, we don't know if we've prospered because we've just added one more thing to do.
Yeah, good. That's
so we
well
go
said.
Forward.
I like the way you said that. Let me ask you this, Jim. Kind of putting you on the spot, but you don't have to worry about that. The number one thing that you encounter when you're talking to people, when we're talking about something like plan, prepare, and prosper, what's like the number one thing you come across? Is it people like in disbelief that they can make any change, that it'll really
I
be different?
I think that's it. I think a big part is confusion. They may not even know what they have. You know, if there's people who have changed jobs, they may have, again, 401ks at 3 or 4 different places, or they may not even know where all their money goes. They know what comes in, but they may not know how it goes out and where they spend it. And so I just think there's a lot of confusion around their finances that that if we can sit down and, again, put it down on paper and show them, they can begin to get clarification, and then they feel like they have some control.
And that's a big part of it, isn't it? Because if you feel like you're out of control, then it isn't more like you're surviving.
Yeah.
Right.
You're treading water.
Treading water, never doing anything but,
no,
you know.
No, and if you don't know what you have, how can you get control of it?
Yeah.
If you don't know where it all is or where it's coming from or where it's going to, if you just kind of spend it and forget about it. So I just find with people there's a lot of confusion. You know, there's a lot of different financial vehicles out there, and people are afraid to ask questions of what they are and what they do. And I mean, you ask people when they want to retire, and they say, well, maybe between here or here. Are you going to be able to? I don't know.
Right.
I don't know if
so
I'll be able to retire at that age or that age. Well, would you like to? Let's sit down and look at. I've had people come in and go, I won't be able to retire till I'm 70 or further, you know, down the road. And I've sat down and go, you can retire at 65. They're like, really? And yeah.
And they don't even realize that because they don't really know what they have.
They don't know what they have. They don't know what it's supposed to be doing or how it can do things.
And that's a big part of Thrivent's push, isn't it, is to really help people get a handle on
to get a financial plan.
I love Thrivent because here they are a financial institution, but they're not for profit. That almost seems like an oxymoron,
sure,
doesn't it?
Sure, it does. Yeah, it does.
You know, right?
Right.
And today I was at one of their events, and I was sitting next to a friend of mine who I have seen just go through terrible times of depression. And a big part of this has been her finances. She's in her 60s, just got finalized in her divorce, mm-hmm. knows the Lord. And she said, I'm going to be working at a Home Depot-like store the rest of my life. And Thrivent came on the scene, and we, Bobby and I, encouraged her, go to Thrivent. I mean, what do you have to lose?
Right.
She kept saying, because I have no money. I have nothing. I can't get a house. I can't do anything. And she went to Thrivent, came straight to our office with this big smile on her face. And this was just 6 months ago. Yeah. And she said, oh my, I can move. I can buy a house. I can get a loan. I mean, she was shocked. And then today I was surprised to see her at the event. I said, what are you doing here? And she said, now she's trying to get her ex-husband to go with Thrivent because they had such trouble in their marriage over finances that was one of the major reasons why they got divorced. So now she's sitting there with her ex-husband trying to get him to go.
That's
Isn't
very
that neat?
Cool. No, that's yeah. That's an excellent testimony. In fact, you know, the three big things on divorce, and we've mentioned before, it's communication, and it's money, and it's sex, and it's communication and sex and money. It's one of those three things are rocking and rolling. So, all right, here's what we're gonna do: take a break, come back. Then I want to talk to you about this very spiritual thing. I've kind of been holding it in my back pocket because I want to make sure that the timing is right. So, ladies and gentlemen, plan, prepare, prosper. It's tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. So get there a few minutes early. Escondido Lexus Center, 1205. Auto Park Way. Go to planprepareprosper.com or call 800-992-0369. That's 800-992-0369. Doesn't matter if you're at a Home Depot and you don't think that's never going to be different. You're wrong. It can be different. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. Don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Taking care of business in San Diego is all about the people. Hi, I'm Art Valenzuela, and I want you to meet the people who make business and jobs happen right here in our hometown. This is your invitation to listen to The Startup with me, Art Valenzuela, new here on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ, Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Find out more online at thestartupsocal.com or call 858-356-4144. The Startup, Saturdays at 7 p.m. on KPRZ.
How is your retirement account looking? Or how about your savings account? If you're tired of watching your family's financial future disappear and are left wondering why your money manager can't seem to keep it from happening, then come learn how to take control of your own finances. Since the Bible teaches to lay aside for your grandchildren, you need a way to do just that. Attend our two-day course and learn the system that pastor and businessman David Mitchell developed based on principles found in the Bible, along with his solid background in trading in the stock market. You can learn this system just like thousands of others have across the country. Be the person that your great-grandchildren will be talking about. New venture on Wall Street. Build your legacy.
Attend our live event. Come into the Embassy Suites La Jolla in San Diego, July 18th and 19th. Full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE. Or go to nvows.com. That's nvals.com.
Right now, you or someone you love can experience the best of independent senior living for active seniors at Monte Vista Village Senior Living Community, and you can do it for half price. You heard that right. Right now, KPRZ is teaming up with Monte Vista Village to offer a new resident a one-bedroom apartment at half price for their entire first year of living. This includes three meals a day, light housekeeping, transportation, plus tons of activities like Tai Chi, pedaling, or function fit classes. Each resident lives in a cottage-style apartment building opening to an outdoor patio and beautifully manicured private grounds and gardens. Just 10 minutes east of downtown San Diego, Monte Vista Village offers access to everything needed, all within a breathtaking garden setting with extraordinary common areas and amenities. But there's only one spot left, so call today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Experience the best of independent senior living at half price. Call Monte Vista Village and mention their half price deal today. 619-465-1331.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Quick check of the weather. It's out there. Okay. I want to make sure that we did that.
because everybody needs to know that the weather is out there. Get it?
Right. That's great.
If you want the exact degree, buy a thermometer. Oh, you probably have it in your car. So who are you kidding? Plan, prepare, prosper, taking place tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Escondido Lexus Center, 1205 Auto Parkway. The website, planprepareprosper.com. Of course, this is not going to be the last event they do, so you can probably keep that website going and stay active with that. 800-992-0369. We're with Tony Lee Adamson and Jim Hansen and Robo Lee and David Lee, and we're making sure that you understand that if you work at a place like Home Depot and you think there's just no future and there's nothing you can do and there's nothing that's ever going to change, you're wrong.
Right.
I mean, that's the bottom line. Here's the spiritual element that I want to kind of drop into the room. And that is one of the things that I have gone through personally and then come out of and then gone through and come out of. So I'm familiar with the cycle, is expectation that anything's going to be different. In other words, you know, you make a certain amount of money if you're single or if you're married and you have these certain amount of bills, and a lot of people go through these rotations of different levels of expectations. And when your expectation is high, you're optimistic and you're confident and you feel like, you know, something's going to break or something's going to change and so on and so forth. But then there's many times where, you know, after you, you know, try and shut out the noise that's all over the world, which is usually horrible noise. I mean, mm-hmm. It's rarely good, that you can easily get into this place of no expectation, nothing's going to change. And it's almost, I mean, quite frankly, it's almost right borderline depressing because you just don't see any difference in that process. At Plan, Prepare, and Prosper, do you give people some tools to help them push past that?
That's exactly right. And even the Ministry of Daily Disciples, that's what we do. It seems like, and obviously our ministry is to women primarily. Tomorrow is not just for women. Tomorrow is for men and women. But in Daily Disciples, what we've seen in women's lives is that they don't even know how to pray anymore. They just say, whatever God's will is, because they feel so defeated that their prayers aren't being answered. And those prayers should be answered because they seem so scriptural and in line with God. But if those prayers aren't going to be answered, how can we pray about anything else? Because he should answer this, so why should I veer off and then pray for something else? And the problem with that is we lose a relationship with God. And that's where we get that feeling of, I'll just be spirit-led, whatever you want, Lord. And that's depressing. There's no planning in that. There's no preparing for something better or something new at that point. And then you just live with the status quo of, oh, it'll be better when we get to heaven. Well, Jesus came to earth so that we can live life and live it abundantly. And it starts here. And yet we have been so beat up by our own expectations of what we believe God's will is that we have suddenly become our own gods, telling God what he needs to do in order to prove to us that we're saved. And he's already done what he's needed to do. He has sent Jesus Christ. All power and authority are now given to us through Jesus Christ. So we have to come up with a plan, be prepared, so we can prosper on this earth. And you know what, David? We can't lead anybody else to Christ. We can't lead anybody else to even the foot of the cross and then to church if we don't have a plan ourselves. How can we be a good illustration to our children if we are living defeated, depressed lives? And I don't think there's anything, quote, wrong with depression. I mean, if you look around, if you're not depressed, you're not paying attention. So I do, you know, depression's okay, but it's not living underneath the cloud of depression. It's saying I'm going to set my eyes on things above and believe there's more for me in life because Jesus says so.
Cool. Good. What do you think of that, Jim?
I think it's excellent. Ditto. I think, you know, the part of the tools that we give people are tools where they can have the hope that tomorrow they will be in better financial shape than today. Now, they're not going to be rich all of a sudden. You're not going to lose. You go on a diet. You're not going to lose 20 pounds the next day. Okay, that's not going to happen.
I know. That's why I hate diets.
I know. Or if you haven't exercised, you're not going to go run a marathon.
Right.
I mean, it starts, you know, the journey of 1,000 miles starts with one step. And so in financial planning, it's the same thing. You do one thing different Just do, you know, we've even got a little program called Do One Thing Differently. Just pick one thing and start to do it differently on your finances, and that begins to snowball, and you have one success, and you go with that. I had some advice early on when I got my first job and had a paycheck, and I had put things in savings for short-term and medium-term and long-term, and the person told me, you know, I said, I got money at the end of the month, a little bit left over, and they said, go spend it. And I went, huh? And they go, you hit all your goals. Go celebrate. Go buy a CD or go out to eat. I mean, you hit all your financial goals. You're saving for retirement and buy a new car in a year or two. Enjoy a little. Hit your goals.
Good. That's good. I mean, that's good. That's a great way to say it. You got to celebrate some of that.
Celebrate those victories, and they don't have to be the huge ones, just the little ones.
Even the little ones.
Every day.
No, they mount up, no question. Let me pray real quickly. Father, we just come before you and we ask for plan, prepare, and prosper. We just ask you for that, for some of the people there, that, Lord, you would break this yoke of bondage.
Amen.
That has held them down and under, and sometimes even under the water, and that they would get a chance to be able to lift their heads up, breathe in fresh air, sense that renewal that comes from you, and have a new start.
Yes.
With a vision, with a hope, and with a confidence that partnership with you is partnership that succeeds indeed. Mm-hmm. Pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Good job for the both of you. Ladies and gentlemen, planprepareprosper.com. That's the website, 800-992-0369 tomorrow. But keep in touch, because it's not just tomorrow. They're going to be happening again and again and again. We're really encouraging you to not just participate, but to support through prayer as well. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience. We've had Tony Lee. We've had Jimmy Lee. We've had Robo Lee and David Lee having a good time. We're going to take a short break, come back, and then we're going to do something bizarre, as though that's different, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? California Mentors Family Home Agency is seeking loving families with an available room in their home to share their lives with an adult with special needs. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com. You hear Jesus saying, as the Father sent me, so I send you. But how do you follow Jesus into the mission field? A, by 747 jet plane, B, by a travel agency, or C, go on an E3 partner expedition? Although I can't hear your answers, I'm hoping you picked E3 Partners. E3 Partners has opened the way for thousands of people, just like you, to share the good news of Jesus Christ all around the world. E3 Partners helps with travel arrangements, fundraising, and training for amazing life-changing Christian expeditions. From Eastern Europe to Africa, South America to Asia, people just like you have been changing the world on an E3 Partners 10-day mission expedition. The good news of Jesus Christ, E3 Partners, and you. What a great choice. To learn how you, yes, you, can go on an amazing Christian expedition, go to e3partners.org today. If you can spare 10 days, you can change countless lives. Choose to follow Jesus. Choose e3partners.org.
Dude, where did you get the sick wheels? I need a ride like this.
So what's the holdup?
Hello? You know how bad my credit is? There's no way I'm going to be able to afford the monthly payments on something this cool.
Go where I went, hscarsimperialbeach.com.
You are aware that's a website, right?
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's where I went, hscarsimperialbeach.com. Better yet, call HS Cars Company, 619-451-9626. I gave Ernie all the info he needed, and within 24 hours, I was on my way home in this...
Nice.
Seriously, HS Cars specializes in working with bad credit, no credit, and even first-time buyers. And the in-house financing and their customer service is off the hook.
What's that name and number again?
HS Cars Company, 619-451-9626. It's not that hard.
Call HS Cars Company today at 619-451-9626. That's 619-451-9626. Bad credit, no credit, or first-time buyers, this is your chance to drive the car of your dreams.
This summer, Permodontics is making it even easier to get the smile of your dreams. Tired of living with missing or decayed teeth or poorly fitting dentures? Then tell us about it. Send an email to smile@permodontics.com and you may receive a new smile free. That's right. Permodontics is celebrating summer by giving away a free same-day teeth procedure. To enter, email your information and tell us why you need same-day teeth with a picture or two, and you'll receive a complimentary consultation. One lucky person will receive a full workup by the Permodontics team with their same-day teeth procedure. And that's not all. Everyone who schedules a complimentary consultation before Labor Day will be eligible for a special summer savings on their very own same-day teeth procedure. So enjoy summer. Eat what you want. Laugh and smile until your cheeks hurt. Send an email to smile@permodontics.com or call 866-SMILE-AGAIN to schedule your complimentary same-day teeth consultation. That's 866-SMILE-AGAIN. 866-SMILE-AGAIN.
Calling everyone involved in music and worship ministry of your church. Yeah, we mean everyone. KPRZ and Thrive and Financial wants to bless and encourage every worship team and choir at the Worship Leaders Appreciation Luncheon on Thursday, August 14th at the San Diego Hall of Champions. We believe great things will happen when you and your spouse join us at our free appreciation event on August 14th. Reserve your seat at KPRZ.com. KPRZ and Thrive and Financial Worship Leaders Appreciation Luncheon is sponsored by Azusa Pacific, Southern California Seminary, and the French Gourmet.
Pray. Pray for people you know who don't know Jesus. And get ready. Get ready for My Hope 2014 with Billy Graham. God worked powerfully through My Hope last year.
I submitted my life that night to Jesus Christ.
Now your church can be part of My Hope 2014 this fall. It features a new message from Billy Graham. Pre-order the DVD today. Then help your church plan its own My Hope outreach because your church knows the best way to reach your community. Go to myhopewithbillygraham.org.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Now, you can get the David Spoon Experience podcast 24/7. Every zany segment, every round of trivia, every off-the-wall joke, every super deep thought-provoking atheist-maddening rant, every single show of the DSE. Go now to www.thejewishchristian.com. Listen, you're entering the David Spoon Experience.
Authorized to access this area.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Nice job by Tony Lee and Jim, who is now known as Jimmy Lee. Nice job by the two of them for Plan, Prepare, and Prosper. Come on, that's funny. A couple things I want to tell you. I'm about to tell you something in about 2 minutes that I am not sure you've heard before. Regarding the borders and the whole situation, I'm going to tell you something. It's a take that I'm going to say right now. You probably have never heard it before, and I'm sure that many of you have heard 100 different opinions, 100 different times. But like I told you before, you are entitled to your opinion and mine while you're listening to the show. So don't forget that. But before we get there, let me remind you that today is Cow Appreciation Day. And why that's important for those that don't know is if you dress up in a full cow outfit and go to Chick-fil-A, you can get a free meal. For real. And if you dress up partially as a cow, which I'm not sure what that means. I guess if you took a bell and put it around your neck.
Or just the cow head.
Or anything. I think if you had a cow tail, anything, you get a free entree. If you're a full cow, you get a free meal. If you're a partial cow, you get a free entree.
I confuse people. What if you just say moo?
I don't think that's going to work for you. And especially if they think that you're telling a person to move.
Moo.
Like... Come on, keep the light moving. Anyway, I just want to make sure it is really Cow Appreciation Day. And I think, of course, the most important thing is to reflect on that by eating steak. But if you go to Chick-fil-A,
They're going to reward you. I think that's pretty
Thanks,
funny.
Thanks, Dave. Now I want Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Well, I can't, you know, there's only so much I can do. This is an unbelievable, those were the days story. 1916 on this day, one of America's greatest racehorses died. Dan Patch was the celebrated horse that never lost a race. He first became known for promoting his owner's feed company in Savage, Minnesota. Interestingly, Mr. Savage died several days after his beloved Trotter died. They were the horse and man closely linked. Enrico Caruso bypassed opera for a short time during the World War II effort. He recorded the patriotic song by George M. Cohen, Over There. Remember that song? Over There.
Oh, yeah.
Over There. So that's kind of interesting. I thought that was cool.
I heard it over there.
Oh, yeah. Over where?
There.
Oh. Where?
Over there, Dave.
Okay. Babe Ruth made his major league baseball debut as a pitcher for the Boston Red Sox on this day. How about that?
A lot of people don't know he started as a pitcher.
He did start as a pitcher. Okay, here it is. I'm going to give you a take. Now, we're going to close out the show in the last segment with the Facebook post, which is, I think, a really phenomenal one. But I was thinking about this today, and I know it's crazy. Just bear with me. But I was thinking about, you know, we've got this thing going on at the border where the people are going up to the border and they're trying to come in from other countries. And there's some suspicion because there's not the usual 1,500 or 2,000, but there's like 60,000 at one time. And then, you know, people are wondering, well, how's that taking place? How did a child go from Colombia to Texas? And he's six, and he doesn't have a parent. You know, how's that working out? Who's doing that? So there's a lot of questions there, so on and so forth. And I've been thinking about this a lot because from a Christian point of view, from a compassionate point of view, there's this understanding that Christians should be compassionate in as many circumstances as is possible. And that is correct. It's not in every circumstance. That is incorrect. Because Jesus wasn't very compassionate to the Pharisees when they were using the temple of God as a marketplace, and he took a whip and drove people out. So for everybody that thinks that Jesus is a pacifist, if a pacifist can use a whip, flip over tables, and kick people out, okay, well, then I guess that fits the definition. But anyway, my point to this is there is this sense, though, that there should be a compassionate heart towards those that are less fortunate. I don't think there's any question about that. But here's the flip part. You've got Democrats saying, oh, it's this, and Republicans saying this. And I was actually, I must have spent 15 minutes praying about this, thinking about this, just kind of meditating. And it dawned on me that I was missing it completely. I mean, missing it completely. So I want you to hear this take because it's completely, I think, a completely different take than most takes. It started with the statement from Nancy Pelosi, who said, "We are all Americans now." This is what she said on June 28th. "We're all Americans, North and South, all this hemisphere. It's helpful. Everybody, we're all together." And then the Peggy Noonangale from the Wall Street Journal, she said, "Is a nation without borders a nation?" And that's when it dawned on me. I'm not taking a Republican side on this, and I'm not taking a Democratic side on this. I'm not taking either side because I'm not supporting either side because, in a sense, you know there's something more scheming going on with certain Democrats, not all, and you know there's something more heartless going on with some Republicans, not all, but that's not the problem, folks. This is what I think I'm missing. What are they doing to the borders? They're eliminating the borders. What is it that Nancy Pelosi is saying? We're all Americans now. What is the result of no borders and we're all Americans? One world. One world. One government. One leadership. One peoples of humanity. Wait a minute. One world government? Isn't that supposed to be for the end times? Where somebody rises up and then takes the lead and acts as though he's God? Isn't that the man of lawlessness that does that? In other words, what you're seeing, is it potential? Here's my question to you. Is it potentially the dissolving of borders, not just in the United States, but worldwide? Is this the beginning of what becomes the one world government? Is this the beginning? They're merging out the borders. If America has to merge out the borders, won't Russia have to merge out borders? Won't Germany have to? Won't China have to merge out? But won't everybody have to merge out borders? At some point, doesn't everybody have to merge out borders so that they don't exist? And if there's no borders in any country anywhere, then it's all one. You know the New World Order that George Bush the first mentioned? You can mention something in his speech. It can still take 50 to 100 years to get there. But just think about this. What if this is kind of an illustration that it's one world? And if you're thinking, well, that sounds like a really compassionate, kind Christian kind of thing. Yeah, you'd be wrong. One world is the setup for a one world government that will take over and eliminate all religions, eliminate Christianity first and foremost, you can count on, and it will be a secular humanistic society as that potential breakdown takes place for the tribulation kind of mentality. Now, even if your eschatology is different, you have to admit it's becoming one world in kind of a weird way, and that doesn't seem great to me. That seems almost like prophetic and like it's coming to pass right before our very eyes. Is this the beginning of what becomes a one world government from which one rises the man of lawlessness, from which the entire world runs under the man of lawlessness? Well, if there's no nations and no borders, I don't know. I don't know how you miss it. I want to have compassion. I want to have a sense of wisdom with our stewardship, but I want to have an understanding that that could be a very strong telling sign that the end maybe is closer than you think. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, our Facebook post of the day.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
It's the Mossy Nissan Ultimate Altima giveaway. To enter, just tell them what you think you can get for $99. Every day for 99 days, one lucky soul will win a key that might unlock a new Altima. Go to mossygiveaway.com to enter.
In Myanmar, Buddhism is the majority religion. Extremist monks are fighting to keep it that way. Meet Pastor Nung. He's a church planter in Myanmar. Like Paul the Apostle, Pastor Nung brings the gospel of Christ to village after village. He then appoints a leader for the new congregation. Recently, one of those leaders was angrily chased out of his village by local Buddhists and their chief. "No Christian teachers allowed," they said. In Myanmar, it may become a crime to share the gospel. But for now, that evicted leader teaches in a new area, and Pastor Noon continues to share the gospel in village after village. We are Whitefields Ministries. We train and financially support indigenous pastors to start churches in Asia, South America, Africa, and the Middle East. Our pastors need your prayers.
Please visit whitefields.org to see their specific needs, read their stories, and pray for them. Because no pastor should be a stranger. Whitefields.org.
I'm Nicole Sanders, and I'm a Cash Call mortgage agent. I love my job because I do a ton of loans and save my customers a ton of money. Customers like Jim.
I figured I could refinance and save money, but I kept procrastinating. Finally, I called 866-590-CASH, and in about 5 minutes, Nicole told me how much I could save and how easy the process would be. Best of all, their fee was less than $500.
Because we do so many mortgages, we charge just $495 to close any loan, anytime. And our rates can be much lower than what you've got now. Like today's 30-year fixed at 4.125% rate, 4.148 APR.
Cash Call is saving me big bucks every month, plus I pulled 100 grand cash out of my house. I should have called sooner.
I helped Jim, and I'd like to help you too. Call us at 866-590-CASH. That's 866-590-CASH.
Cash Call Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780. NMLS Number 38512.
Are you paying over $200 or more a month in utility bills? Oh, that's gotta hurt. How would you like to pay less than $30 a month instead? Sounds a lot better, doesn't it? And how would you like to find out without it costing you a single penny? Can you relate to the high cost of utility bills like I can? And are you looking for some answers? Let's cut to the chase. Current Solar Contracting is a family-owned and operated business for over 20 years. Current Solar Contracting will not rest until they bring you an absolutely amazing level of satisfaction for their services. Current Solar Contracting will help you lower your electric bill. They have a ridiculous amount of referrals and friends, and Current Solar Contracting wants to do business directly with you and not just send you to a call center. Here's an order number. Well, that's good. Call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303, or visit currentsd.com and get a free monitoring system when you do an installation and mention KPRZ.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to embark on the weekend for some. And for some people, it's not. It's just a regular working day. Not for me. It's a weekend. So I'm just saying, here's what I want to go out with because I feel it's more important. Although my very own Robo producer wants me to bash Cleveland.
It has to be done.
Well, I think you're just feeling bad, right? Because of LeBron and then the Republicans.
I'm not feeling bad. I just I want to see him come down a peg.
Let them have their glory. Everybody needs to have their glory from time to time, even somebody that's in Cleveland, because let's just face it, living in Cleveland is depressing enough. Let's go to the Facebook post. Here it is, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, it says the following. Now to him who was able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. Now here, listen to this verse. Listen to this Facebook post. Listen. Do not ignore. You only got a couple minutes to bear this. You can do this. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. Here's the question. How much can we ask? How much can we imagine? Now, if it's unto him that's supposed to be praised, who's able to do more than we can ask or imagine, then the question bears worth repeating. How much can we ask and how much can we imagine? Here's what I'm trying to get you to think. If the scripture is saying that God can do more than you and I can ask or imagine, then shouldn't we up our game in our asking and in our imagining? If scripture is telling us, hey, God can do so much more than you can ask, and he can do so much more than you can imagine, then shouldn't we kind of up the position we're taking? Shouldn't we increase that position and go for more? If it's to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, then shouldn't we check where our ask and imagine are and where those levels are? I don't think it's inappropriate to stand in faith and to stretch the level of expectation from where we're at. I don't think Jesus would be disappointed if you and I, on a 1 to 10, were operating on at a 7 in our faith and then moved our faith from a 7 to a 9. I don't think the Lord would be disappointed. And to this level, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For those who come to God must believe that he is and a rewarder of those that seek him. Without faith, it's impossible to please the Lord. So isn't it kind of on us to search and work for with the Lord, work out
more faith? Try to operate in greater faith? How many times did Jesus say, have more faith? How many times, in fact, did he say to the disciples, have faith? For many of us, we're operating on fumes. You need to get some time in with the Lord. You need to get some time in prayer. You need to get some time in the Word. You need to get some time in fellowship. You need to get some time in stillness before the Lord. And in that stillness, ask him to help your faith, to increase your faith. If faith pleases the Lord, then shouldn't we seek to operate more in faith? And is that situation you have bigger than the faith you have in God? Because it's certainly not bigger than God. So the only disconnect is our faith to God. That's the challenge. So here's the Facebook post. Now, to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that's at work within us, here's the question asked. How much can we ask? How much can we imagine? Go for more. One extra step of faith may be the difference that you need. Take that into the weekend. Use that. Live that. Walk with that. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. We're taking a 70-hour break, and then we're coming back Monday with more insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then. While you can.